A brash, charismatic leftist politician who's sometimes compared to Bernie Sanders is shaking up the French presidential election. Jean-Luc Mélenchon promises to stand up to big business, and he is surging in the polls for the first round of voting Sunday. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from northern France.
Jean-Luc Mélenchon likes surprising even his own supporters. While thousands waited for him inside an auditorium in Lille, the 65-year-old veteran political rebel instead dashed outside to a balcony above an overflow crowd huddled around a giant TV screen.
I didn't want to go inside without greeting you. It's the people who make history. It's you.
In the crowd was Aurélien Boucher, a 23-year-old sales clerk. He says Mélenchon's promises to renegotiate European Union treaties and fight who he calls international banksters inspired him to vote for the first time.
I like the idea of a big change, a complete change. I've studied history. I see what's happened before and where it's gotten us.
Last month, Mélenchon was a sideshow in this campaign. Now he's drawing huge crowds and is third in some public opinion polls.
Why Mélenchon? Because he's a very good candidate.
That's Pierre Mathieu, a professor at Sciences Po in Lille. He says Mélenchon's anti-globalism campaign and sharply funny debate performances have helped the former socialist and admirer of Fidel Castro stand out from the pack.
He is a politician since the 80s, so he's a very old politician, but he's very modern in his political way of life, I think. So it's not a question of age, of political experience. For a lot of voters, and especially young voters, he's a new politician.
Mélenchon has reached young voters in non-traditional ways. Like this video game called Fiscal Combat, which features an animated Mélenchon shaking money out of rich political figures.
Et maintenant, à Paris.
And he kicked off his campaign in February by appearing in two places at once, in the flesh in Lyon and as a 3D hologram in Paris. In his speech in Lille, he promised to ease tax burdens on the working poor.
Ils ont l'intention de continuer à vous faire tout porter sur leur dos.
We're going to create tax tiers, and at the top, they're going to pay a lot.
That won over Malika Alamakshawi, a 48-year-old mother of five shopping at a welfare supermarket outside Lille.
Non, non, c'est terminé. On leur donne plus que...
My mom only has a small pension. She barely gets by. If we don't do something, it's going to be the same for our children.
Like nearly half of Mélenchon's supporters, she sees him as the only option in the presidential race. If he does not make the May 7th runoff, she says, she may not vote at all, which pollsters say could help the far-right frontrunner Marine Le Pen. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Lille, France.